Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah. Hazrat-i Aqdas, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Rangalayengi Kab Meri Aahe. Rangalayengi Kab Meri Aahe. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے جب حضوری کا لمحہ پا ہو جب حضوری کا لمحہ پا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے سارے عالم پھر کے یا رب سارے عالم پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا
تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے رنگ لائے کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت جو جہاں بھول جائے لذت جو جہاں بھول جائے دن بدن ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر دل بدل ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے تین مدینے کی جانب کو جائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم کر یہ مانگے دعائے ملتزم کر یہ مانگے دعائے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد just a brief explanation of this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. The reality of it, a useless servant like myself can never understand. But through the barakat of our Hazrat, little what Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, Allah Ta'ala makes it correct that we understand the reality of what is Iman. Here Hazrat is teaching us that a person's Iman cannot be complete until we have complete and perfect love for our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam, who brought Iman to us and taught us Iman. And as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that Iman is not what we understand. A person can believe in all the requisites of Iman, Amantu Billahi wa Malaikati wa Kutubi wa Rasuli, all that in detail. A person can say, I believe in all this because now I've got complete and perfect understanding of it, or and I understand it. That Iman is not mortibus. That Iman is not taken into consideration by Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have to bring that Iman that was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Whether we understand it, we don't understand it. So Ya Hazrat is teaching us that that Iman, when it starts penetrating the heart, then obviously a person becomes a true die-hard lover of that great personality, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, in whose sadqa the whole world is existing. We are existing every split moment, enjoying the favors of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the sadqa of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the greatest gift Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought to us is Tawheed, Iman, the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us here how to gain this love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or how to develop this love. And that is why Allah has brought us here in this beautiful majlis and the majalis of the Ahlullah, to learn this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to develop it, and then only we can move ahead and get an idea of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is explaining, when a person starts realizing and gets a brief idea who our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, as you start coming to know of a certain personality, somebody tells you about him, and then you come to know more, now the desire, eagerness to meet that personality. So how eager every believer should be, that we should be eager to go and meet our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the sign of this eagerness? That a person starts begging Allah Ta'ala.
And the time to beg, Allahu Akbar, at the time of the early part of the morning when everybody is sleeping, you are getting up at that time of tahajjud, and what you are begging for, Hazrat says, Rang laayenge kab meri aahe. That, oh Allah, when is the tears of mine, I'm going to see the color of it, that fruits of it, that I'm crying, oh Allah, please, I just want to be at the doorstep of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nobody can go from here. Also we learn, nobody can go on his own ability. It's not our money, it's not our intelligence, it's not our context. It is only through the special mercy and fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala. So we should be begging and crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and all the time having hope that definitely I'm not deserving to be present in that very, very honorable court of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah's kindness, inshallah, one day my tears will see the color of it. So we must keep on crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, Rang laayenge kab meri aaye, phir Madina ki janib ko jaye. That, oh Allah, when is the tears of mine that I'm crying after every salah, after the time of azan, that I make dua, and then at the time of tahajjud, I'm crying to you, oh Allah, when I'm going to see the color of the tears that I find that now I'm on my way to Madina Sharif. I'm on my way to the home of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is such a honorable, mubarak safar that, as Hazrat explains to us, that a person says, I am going to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And obviously, everybody knows where is my beloved Nabi in Madina Sharif. So we don't just say we are going to make a ziyarat of Madina Sharif. We are going to make the ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how fortunate are we as the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Man zarani ba'da wafati, فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي. Whoever visits me after I have left this world, and we know 100% our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Madinatul Munawwara. So whoever visits me, it is as if he visited me in my lifetime. So we all should have this desire, and if we can't go there bodily, at least by reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, already spiritually we can be in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and making dua that, oh Allah, that rahmat that you are pouring down upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let that rahmat descend upon me, some splashes also, then the reality of iman will start opening up. And Hazrat explains, now when you're on your journey to Madina Sharif, then you're not in an unmindful state. Now on the way you're reciting durood, you're going with eagerness, you're going with love, enthusiasm. Another great amal our Hazrat has taught us, try and recite Suratul Kawthar on your way to Madina Sharif. Try and read it 1,000 times, very mubarak. If you can't, as much as we can, you won't suffer, you feel tired, but how much you can. In the shortest surah in the Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah has explained the greatest position of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we recite the surah with the intention that, oh Allah, that special mercies that are descending, and all the khayr-e kaseer, the goodness that you have granted our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed it on to the ummah, that, oh Allah, give me an iota of this also, then our lives will be made. Then that journey is a real journey. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala save us, it shouldn't be the time that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained, that now going Hajj, Umrah, etc., just becomes a tourist occasion. This tour and that tour. No, this should be a very, very mubarak journey of great ibadat. And when you go with this feeling, then jab nazar aaye wa sabz gumbat, keh ke salli ala joom jaye. Now when from far you just get the glimpse of the beautiful mubarak green dome of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, now you are going to a trance. And when a person goes into a trance, how he moves his body and recites or sings or reads some nazams, now you'll be reciting durood with more eagerness. that, ah, there's the beloved house of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'll be thinking, as-salat wa as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And more durood, what enjoyment, and what great release and love. And this is the sign that iman is growing in the heart of a person. And as Hazrat has explained in another poem, that shart-e-tawheed-e-kamil-yayi-hai, ke aapka ishq ho kalb ho jami. That the condition of perfect iman is when the true love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in every fiber of our body, in every drop of our blood. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained on one occasion, that a person is not a complete and perfect believer until he doesn't love me more than himself, his parents, his offspring, and everything else in the world. Till then, a person can never be a complete and perfect believer. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who had reality, not like myself, we just think, no, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to really check and test our iman. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, sitting in that majlis, immediately pondering over his heart, and he says to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than everything, but I still feel I love myself more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that in that case, that iman is still not perfect. Nabi said, and then the barakat of sitting in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tawajjuh on the heart of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he turned to himself and must have made dua and pondered. Then after a few minutes, he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now in my heart I feel you are much more beloved than my own self also. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-an. In other words, two ulama have explained many meanings, but basically, one is that now your iman is perfect. Oh, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, why only now? In other words, we should be all the time begging Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, give us that complete and perfect love of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this starts from the bottom. We have to get the love of our mashayikh first. Then we will learn to love our elders. And then we will learn to love our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only we will understand the reality of gaining the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Hazrat explains in this poem, that now when you got this honorable occasion that Allah Ta'ala blesses you, now you saw the Gumbat-e Khadra, the beautiful green shining dome from far, now you eager, when can I go for ziyarat? And as Hazrat explains, now you in your hotel room, you're not wasting time, you're not tired, then as quick as possible, you take a ghusl, you wear your best clothes, and now you're eager, you're on your way to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not makruh time, you first read your tahiyatul masjid, and then you present yourself in front of the greatest personality, in the greatest majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you get this occasion, Hazrat explains now, jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsanae kham sunaye. Now when you get the occasion that Allah gives you, now you present in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you presenting your salat and salam, and now after that you giving the condition of the pains of your heart to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, you begging Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for du'as. And then, what is your grief in your heart that, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was dying to come here now. And now when Allah has brought me here, my heart now doesn't want to go back. I just want to give my life in Medina Sharif. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas. Chupke chupke ye mange du'ae. That now we will be begging all the time and making du'a. Quietly, silently, in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, begging Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please, O Nabi of Allah, first of all, this most useless ummati of yours has come. Please raise your Mubarak hands and seek forgiveness on my behalf from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah gives me a place in Jannatul Baqi where I'm not deserving of it. But Allah's mercy is beyond our what we deserve. So we beg Allah Rabbul Izzat and we beg Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make this dua for us. And as we see, Allahu Akbar, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, famous dua, Allahumma zukna shahadatan fi sabili, waj'al mawtana fi baladi habibi. Two special duas, one is for shahadat, become a shaheed. And both duas were accepted of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. dua to become a shaheed also, and to get the honor of being in Medina Sharif. Allah Ta'ala bless Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So to make dua, we all can do that. Then Allah Ta'ala, we should be happy wherever Allah Ta'ala places us on the face of the earth. And beg Allah Ta'ala that at the time of maut, Allah should be extremely happy with us. And how to get this, further Hazrat explains, Tere dar par mera asar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. When we come to the darbar of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what we have to learn? How to become the real slaves of Allah. That Tawheed penetrates the heart, that we become the true slave of Allah. And now when you become the true slave of Allah, from Medina Sharif, now you're on your journey to Makkah Sharif. Now you're going to the darbar of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how to go there, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, here Hazrat is teaching us so to say, that, O Allah, at your threshold, Tere dar pe mera sar ho ya Rab, that my forehead, which is not worth anything, should be at your threshold. In other words, my life should be presented to you at Makkah Sharif. In other words, from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have learned that jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. That in this way, I have to sacrifice my life for you. That whatever is your command, I'm ready to accept. That ifs and buts. That it is the command of Allah, this is how I will sacrifice my life. And when a person does this, doesn't think that I am sacrificing anything for Allah Rabbul Izzat, what can we sacrifice? Whatever we do is only and solely the karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then together with that, Hazrat teaches us, now you get the opportunity at Multazam to make dua, at Kaaba Sharif, etc. What is the greatest dua a person should make? Mushku apna banalo karam se. Multazam pe ye par ye mange dua'e. Say, oh Allah, please make me yours. Become mine. I'm not fit. I'm the worst scum of the earth. I'm not fit to be present here. But oh Allah, look at your kindness. You have brought me here. We are not like, you are like, you make those things that are worth useless into what great, valuable things. So Allah, please, we beg you. So at Multazam, Hazrat explains, if you make no dua and only just one dua, you have made dua for everything. And if you have asked everything else and you haven't made this dua, you have made short, you haven't completed and asked for anything by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains, when a person realizes that we are the true slaves of Allah, whatever we have got, every split moment is only from Allah. And Allah is so kind. Allah says, you spend from the wealth Allah gives you, and Allah counts it as if you have spent from it. But if you think it's your own wealth, and you want to use it as you want to, then Allah reminds us, but who gave you this wealth? So Hazrat explains, then when a person realizes that what is the love of Allah, to become the slave of Allah, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. Then oh Allah, what is the reality of both the worlds, this world and dunya, if I had, and akhirat, if I had both, I'll sacrifice everything for you, oh Allah. After all, you gave me my life. Agar dil dena hai, to usi ko de do. If you want to give your life, your heart to anybody, then give it to Allah who has given us our heart. Sare alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tera dard muhabbat sunaye. And then the friends of Allah, when they get this love of Allah penetrating in their heart, now they want to spread it in the world. And this is the reality of Iman. We see Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaker and concern. Knew the reality of Iman, of Tawheed, of Jannat and Jahannam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to great lengths to spread this Iman. And this is the wirasat, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, this is what they spread throughout the world. That Hazrat explains that now I will go out throughout the world, and we see the friends of Allah. It's not that they go out for traveling today, waiting to travel here, there. Their safars are for the fikr of the ummah. How this love of Allah Ta'ala can penetrate our heart. And as Hazrat explained, that first we thought we just have to make ibadat, but greater than that is that love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this can only get the love of our mashayikh, of our shaykh, mashayikh, then the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we can hope for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person gets this, now he will go around and spreading the greatest ni'mat, the love of Allah Ta'ala to the people of the world. And in such a way, tera dard-e-muhabbat sunakar, sare alam ko majnoon banaye. That, oh Allah, I will now explain the pain of your love to the ummah throughout the world. And when people get an idea of an iota of the love of Allah, all will get mad and fall now madly in love with Allah. Not madly in love with all the things of this world and be running from this side to that side and in all terrible avenues, and particularly this time of the year, wrong places, Allah save me, all of us. A person comes to his senses and becomes a true mad lover of Allah. And when you become, what is the sign of being a mad lover of Allah? Sare alam ko majnu banakar mere maula tere geet gaaye. That now when the world will be mad in the true love, now they will be singing the praises of Allah. Not like our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, khate hai Rahman ki aur gaate hai shaitan ki. That we enjoy the ni'mat of Allah, but we play the tunes of shaitan. No, now we'll be playing the tunes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then a person gets closer and closer by making zikr of Allah, by being in obedience of Allah. Lazzat-e qurba paakar tere hum, tere hum lazzat-e do jahan bhul jaye. As you get an iota of the love of Allah, the whole, both the worlds become cold. That even Jannat now, you enthusiastic, you want to be in Jannat, but to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. The enjoyments are there, it is Allah's great ni'mat we accept. But actually, like Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah used to say, oh Allah, if I'm getting up for tahajjud, for Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. If I'm getting up to be saved of Jahannam, throw me in Jahannam. If I'm getting up because I want you, oh Allah, please make me yours. Allah gives us an iota of this reality. Finally, Hazrat mentions, dar badar doonta hai ye akhtar, ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye. Now your whole focus of life is different. That all the time you're just looking from this side of the world, that side, that where are the lovers of Allah? And these Mubarak majlis are the friends of Allah. How they enjoy it? Because these are the majlis of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, the Ashikeen. So Allah give us tawfiq that we also make niyat, Allah, you have brought us in the company of the Ashikeen. Green, grant us your true love, the reality of this benighted thrones.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال تبارك وتعالى فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Last week we tried to explain the importance of namaz. Namaz is, after iman, it is the greatest ibadah. The first thing to be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah. And nobody can explain the real importance. It's such a great important thing. And may Allah let us realize it. And that importance of it comes in our lives. And we give the due importance and the due dues of namaz. And we center our lives around namaz. We try and make sure that all our namazes, we do them properly. With regard to that further, namaz is the outward portion of namaz and the inward portion. Outwardly, that we should have, all our postures must be correct. That also we should have continuously that concern. Not just that one type of namaz that we learned as children, and many times we learned it from our mothers. Mother was making namaz, we stood next to her, we copied her also. But that we should see that whatever we had learned in the maktab, etc., and further on also, that concern should be there, that our namaz outwardly not only is correct, but that we are correcting it, and that we are improving on it. And always there is room for improvement. Also, one aspect of that is, as a person does anything, namaz or anything else, continuously, and our mind sort of goes off, we just take it for granted. So, for example, when we are fasting our hands, after lifting our hands, many times we will see we don't fasten them the correct way. which our Sheikh Ahmed Rahmatullah Ali used to explain so beautifully, that in the aeroplane they show you that how you must buckle up, how you must put your seat belt, the one in the other. The three fingers must be properly here, and with the thumb and the small finger, we must try and hold. But usually we will find that we are lax in this. Our hands are just lying loose like this also. So all the postures of namaz, we have to worry. The other is the quantity of namaz. We must see that our quantity is also correct, and after that, the quality also. That the quality of namaz must also be correct. So as far as the quantity is concerned, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has explained one beautiful aspect, that it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that in the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, it was said that if you leave out 10% of deen, then that will be destruction for you. Though they perform 90%. And a time will come when you only perform 10%. And that will be also salvation for those people. So Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, this is not in the quantity. Like the five times namaz, with the witr comes out to 20 rakats in the day. So it doesn't mean 10% of that, if you make, you only make 2 rakats, so then that will be enough for you. No, he says it's the quality. That the quality, if you don't, your sincerity, your devotion, etc., is also just 10%, that will also be salvation. But of course, a real lover won't be satisfied with that. He will try and improve and try and get as much more as possible. And in all our deeni matters, we must try to bring the correct attitude in our lives. Like, for example, we ask any alim, a mufti, that to wear like other clothes besides sunnat clothes, casual wear. Most probably they will say it's permissible, but from our side we should say our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is our role model, he is our great example, we love him. So when we love him, how can we dress like somebody else? The permissibility is there and the priority is there. What we should give priority to. So that is very, very important. And when we declare our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how can we dress like anyone else besides him? Also, we should consider, and not a nice place to take an lesson from, but the non-believers, they won't dress like the Muslims. They will dress in their way. And there are many we hear of cases where if anyone dresses a little different than their way, they become very upset, the parents or the leaders of that community or whatever. But why do we have such a big heart that we are prepared to dress like any and everyone? We got our way, we should stick to our way. And our declaration, it is also ethically, morally, when we say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest example, then we should follow in him. Yes, if unfortunately due to some other pressure, work, etc., it's not allowed, then also as soon as we can, we should try and come into our own way of dressing. Anyway, so that is the outward form and then the inside also of namaz. So Allah give us tawfiq. So each one of us, mashallah, they are friends of ours who keep their records properly for the whole month. That whether my fajr was with jamaat or not, whether I made my 2 sunnahs. So the quantity, each one of us should become conscious. And one good friend of ours, an alim, a very senior alim, he said that it just came one day to my mind when I was laying down to sleep that today all my 5 times namaz, I was a masbuk. I did not start the namaz, I missed the first rakat. So then he said, and this is a great ni'mat of Allah, when this thing dawns upon a person. Otherwise we just carry on, it doesn't really worry us. So we should try and make effort. And example of that is, like if we 4 rakat namaz, if we miss 1 rakat, so quarter we were late. So if we are working for 8 hours, and we are quarter late, 2 hours we come late every day, for example. Which boss is going to tolerate that? Then there are many of us also that we just somehow make it just before salam also. So that is like we came to work just before closing time. And which boss is going to tolerate that if it's our own business also? And we come to our business just before closing time. So that the ideal thing is that from the beginning. And we should try and make this effort. And for that to read the lives of our elders is very, very beneficial. We see Allahu Akbar, how they went out of their way to make sure that they are always for namaz. There were some of the buzurgs, whenever they would never ask what time is namaz, what time is azan. And by azan time they would be in the masjid. They would make every endeavor, not by namaz time. Usually we will ask what time is namaz, and then we are there by that time. Then many times we are a bit late also, and to get the first, to read namaz with takbir-e-ula for 40 days, what a great, really, it is a great, great, great favor of Allah that you are given freedom from Jahannam. And you will not be a hypocrite. There is nothing small, a very, very big ni'mat. Today, dunya things we appreciate, but dunya things, deen things, we don't seem to understand and have that value of it. There were those buzurgs who could not accept that they one namaz, they leave it out with takbir-e-ula. One namaz, that they to make it out of the masjid, that was not imaginable to them. They couldn't. And we find from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, other great buzurgs, Allah give us tawfiq, we are very, very far, but at least that desire be in our house, in our hearts, and we try and work towards that. Who couldn't even walk to the masjid, dragged themselves on the ground and made it to the masjid. We just little bit flew, that is enough an excuse, or anything else is enough an excuse. So there's value of namaz, and then the outward, just the quantity of namaz we should try and work on also first, to see that our namazes, all our five times namaz, we are making all, and we are doing it with takbir-e-ula. And it's not something that you are very pious. If we make it with takbir-e-ula, it's not a sign of being, to be really pious, your tahajjud, how many rakats you make, and your ishraq and your chash, the nawafil you make, that inshallah. And today also it is a pity that we don't want to be regarded as pious. We rather be regarded like boys also, like naughty boys, the bad guys. That is something which we cherish, unfortunately. The naughty girls, that is something we cherish. But to be pious, then if somebody calls us you like a Sufi, it's like an insult today. That you like a pious person, whereas this should be something that we should be happy. If somebody tells us you are like in the time of the Sahaba, we should be happy about that. But today we also feel that they are criticizing us for that. If they want to criticize, let them take it. But if somebody gives us that certificate, you are backward. You belong to the old zamana. We should be happy. Then we should even that time speak to Allah. Allah, you bear witness. He is saying that I belong to the old zamana. He is giving me my certificate that I belong to that time, and to belong to the time of the old, of the buzurg's time, the sahaba's time. And to rather than just modern times and what it goes, a person who is like with all the modern things, all the evil things, all the filth and dirt, then people praise that person. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, our namazes, we try. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we try our namazes, that it must be with takbir-e-ula. And then, inshallah, if Allah gives tawfiq, we will speak about the inside devotion, etc. So if we are at the start with tawana, and also we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala, particularly we make dua for many other things, hopefully, inshallah. Many of us have perhaps some urine drops falling, so that is a problem. Somebody, our wuzu breaks, the wind breaks, and we can't make dua that, Ya Allah, please, you remove these azar, these impediments, these things which are blocking me, that my wuzu doesn't stay. Sunday I met one friend, and while making wuzu, was sitting next to me, so I feel if we read Bismillah walhamdulillah, or there are a few du'as, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, etc., then as long as your wuzu stays, farishtas are making du'a for you. So he told me, Alhamdulillah, my wuzu from Fajr till Isha, whole day my wuzu stays. So, and there are many people like that, mashallah, whom Allah has blessed, very fortunate. So if we are not in that category, our wuzu breaks all the time, we have some other problem, then we should make dua to Allah also. We take our treatment also for it, and we make dua also for it, that Ya Allah, you make it easy for me, that I can be always with tabbir-e-ula, I can, and I do, my wuzu doesn't become a problem for me, you make it easy for me. So that is, we try with tabbir-e-ula. And then after that, what is very important also, all the namazes that have got sunnahs before them, sunnat-e-mu'akkada especially, we must make sure that our sunnat-e-mu'akkada is made in its time properly. Not that we are just finishing with the salam, we are rushing to get the takbir-e-ula, nicely, comfortably we try and finish our sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Fajr also, we try and read our sunnat-e-mu'akkada in such a time that we still have at minimum 2-3 minutes before the namaz starts. Not just that we are rushing to finish and then running quickly and joining the jamaat. We try our best. And this also still is not that we are now in a position of being pious. It's still our basic duties that we are doing. A person who comes to job, he has to come 8 o'clock. He comes 8 o'clock. He's not really a person who comes 7:30. Then they will say, this is our worker really dedicated. He comes so early. Perhaps you will find a worker like that. And 6 o'clock is the time to knock off, and he stays on till 6:30 or something. We won't find a worker like that. But a worker who walks out earlier, etc., it's a problem. So our namaz also, we should try, if we are making our sunnahs properly, which are before, the two fajr sunnahs are most important. Of all the sunnahs before namaz, the two sunnahs of fajr are very important. The four sunnahs of zuhr are also very virtuous also. Get the thawab of tahajjud namaz. So great virtues for performing all this. And anyway, it's our duty. We are the bandas of Allah. Allah has made us and He has given us this duty. And inshallah, in future we will discuss that if we can see this not as a duty, but we are thankful to Allah that You gave us this namaz, the whole of deen, what Allah has given us, really if we think what a great ni'mat it is. Today, unfortunately, one friend was saying that in one country, one person is so worried, his daughters all want to marry non-Muslims. And then he's saying there, the muftis are even considering or giving the fatwa because this has become now so common, so it is permissible. Imagine, where is Nama, Iman, Islam? What greater ni'mat? In akhirat we will see it. May Allah keep our Iman intact. Take us with Iman. But even in this dunya, Iman, what a great ni'mat. Iman saves us from shirk. Saves us from worshipping idols. Saves us from worshipping the dung of cows. There are those people who worship the dung of cows. Those people who worship the private part of the woman. What a Iman, what a ni'mat. What honor and izzat Iman gave us. The one Allah who is the absolute, who is Haq. And one beautiful dua we read in Munajat-e-Maqbool, that Allah is not He that we have thought of and made Allah. Or that Allah was not in existence in our minds we created. No, Allah is a reality. And we should speak to Allah Ta'ala that I believe in your reality, in your oneness, your tawheed, your qudrat, that your tarbiyat, that you, how you make tarbiyat of the whole world, Ya Allah. How you look after the whole world. It is really much, much more than mind-boggling. And this great, and a person when he thinks of Allah's ni'mat and Allah's qudrat, it gives him enjoyment. What a great Allah I have got. So our deen, Islam, is a great ni'mat. Iman is a great ni'mat. Namaz, we should take it. When we make our namaz, make shukr to Allah. That Ya Allah, You ordained namaz for us. You gave us this opportunity that we can come and make sajda for You. What a great thing. So, and the rewards of namaz for this dunya also, the benefits. In Alhamdulillah, Fazail Amal, we read over and over, and we should refresh that also all the time. And not just read it cursorily, but take it seriously to mind that what a great namaz, what a great gift of Allah Ta'ala it is. So our namazes, all the sunnahs which are before, the Fajr sunnah, then the Zuhr, the sunnahs before Asr are not Muakkada, but they are also so stressed. They are also so important. So we should try that also. And then one alim writes that he's a Shafi'i, and he shouldn't read the two sunnahs according to Shafi'is before Maghrib namaz. But now he became conscious. Now he's reading that also. So many times there are such things. The four sunnahs before Isha, the not sunnat-e Muakkada, but Allah give us that tawfiq. But at least that which is Muakkada. The Fajr, the Zuhr, and the two. Asr also, it's very important that we make those. So we try to make all our sunnahs. That is still, it's not that we have become really pious. It is our basic duty we are doing stuff. And then the sunnahs after namaz, after Zuhr, the two sunnahs, we find, yeah, we have a big complaint many times that many of our students, they will just doing nothing. And after a while, they just walk out. The sunnahs doesn't really mean anything to anyone. Jummah time, most of the masjid have a problem. That the people after Jummah namaz, people are all in a hurry and they just are rushing and they want to go away. They don't perform the sunnah. The sunnahs after Jummah are also important. The four sunnahs and then two sunnahs. We should read that also. We shouldn't just miss it. We should make sure. If we are in a hurry, don't rush the namaz. Make it shorter. Instead of reading a long surah, read a short surah. Instead of reading so many times tasbih in ruku and sajda, read a little less. But we should make our namaz and not rush our namaz, try and do it properly. So all our sunnahs which are after namaz also, that is Zuhr, Maghrib, the two sunnahs, after Isha, the two sunnahs, all this also we should try and see. And the sunnah Muakkada after namaz, or they're different, or different ulama have got different opinions, but our ulama have taught us that after the farz, we shouldn't make long dua also, where there is sunnat-e muakkada after the farz namaz. That sunnat-e muakkada is important, so read that quick. And then your wazifas, long duas you want to make, you can make after that. But this is a completion of the farz. So that is, it is like part joint with the farz. So it is completely separate, but it is also so important. So we should make sure that we make our sunnahs, which are especially the muakkada, after namaz, that we make them on the plate. Then of course, before that is our witr namaz also. Witr namaz is so important that we in our qada'i umri we have to make. Sunnahs we don't make, the farais we make, but witr namaz, we have to make qaza of that also. So important is that. This we find that sometimes, this is also one important aspect, that our effort of deen, whether it is khanka effort, tabligh and da'wat effort, whatever effort here in the madrasa, all that is to bring deen alive. And the most important aspect of deen is namaz. But we find when we have a program, we have a jalsa, we have anything, then we take shortcuts in the namaz. Some places after Isha, they say the people won't sit, so you must start with the bayan immediately, straight after the Isha farah. So you start with that, and then afterwards we find that even the good people, like who are really in deen, they are also walking out, inshallah, all are making then at home the sunnat e muakkada also, the witr also. But many times we are all still just around, and for long we are around. And we don't see anyone making the sunnat e muakkada or the witr namaz also. So that should not happen. For what our effort is, that is what we must give preference to. And due time should be given. Usually always, quick person will stand up and call all to the front, etc. We do understand on the other side, there are people today, 1-2 minutes is too much for people to wait. And if we don't start immediately, many people walk out. Many places, straight after the Maghrib Namaz, they have some hadith they read or something. But actually it should be, first the sunnah should be read. But nobody wants to stretch also. So anyway, ask the muftis, ask the senior ulama of that town what should be done there. But namaz, for what we are making effort, that must be given the preference in everything. And there are many people again who do make their nawafil also, like after Maghrib, for example. Now we start the program immediately, then and our ma'mulat or something that we should try and do all the time. Not that we just miss it out for any small excuse. We should try and do it. So anyway, our faraiz, we should try and see what takbir-e-ula that we make all our namazes. And then our witr namaz, which is the wajib, that we should see. Our sunnat-e-mu'akkada, which are before and after. Those also we should try and see. And then we should try and see also our outward postures of namaz. And we should become conscious also. And as ulama have written, that if we have a good friend, though unfortunately this is also one great system of Islam, but it doesn't seem to exist at all, that we discuss with one another, that you check my namaz, is my namaz right or not? Is my ruku right? You can't see yourself whether your head is, your back is straight or what, a person is old, a person is back, has got a problem. It's a different thing, but as far as possible, everything of namaz, that we ask one another. And that is true friendship. Today we will ask about other things there, we will ask. And if we haven't got anyone else, ask the wife to check. We make namaz at home. We should make some namazes, not the faras that is in masjid. But our sunnah sometimes, our nafil, we should try and make that at home also. Ask the wife to check. And the wife should ask the husband. But today it is, if I have to tell you, you will have 2, 10 things to tell me. If I want to correct you on one thing, you will have, and what about you? And what about this of you? And what about that of you? So in that way, Allah give us that sincerity. And this is a great friendship of Islam, the based on deen and on goodness for one another, that we try and see to this. Otherwise, as much as possible, our own, that are our postures correct or not. And in there, different ulama have got different opinions. See where is our leanings, and according to that, we follow our elders, and it's not something to fight about. Somebody else does it this way, and like Shafis, many things they do their way. Hanafis do it their way. Nothing to fight about. Like that, in the Hanafis, there are some ulama who prefer this way, some ulama who prefer this way. So where we have our leanings and we feel this is right, then follow that correctly, and don't find fault with other people. And we do our thing and we try and do it correctly. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives tawfiq in Ramadan, mashallah. Yeah, we have practical namaz also. So even besides that, like many places, Allah reward Maulana Musa Kaji, many places he shows them practical wudu also. Even wudu is a thing that we have to learn practically. That is our wudu correct also or not? And even as far as wudu is concerned, extravagance in wudu, the amount of water that we waste. Wudu from one mud, a person should be able to make his whole wudu comfortably. And ghusl is out of the question. Our ghusl, to bath, we don't know if ghusl takes place also if a person was in janabat and he lies in the bath. If he takes a shower, how much of water is being used? If we use a bucket, we also still too much we use when we use a bucket. So all this, Allah Ta'ala, and if our wudu is there was extravagance, and ulama make the distinction, if you made wudu at home and you use too much water, then that is also a guna. But if you're making in the masjid, which is public money, and you're using too much water, that is a much more bigger guna, very serious guna. So we are already in guna when we are coming in namaz. So how is our namaz then? The namaz going to yield the benefit? And these are things not just that we pass it through. Also, if we think that today people are not making namaz, so even if they are making, it's all right, whichever way they are making. No, if we become more concerned, the namazes of other people will become better. If in the home, so nobody else is making namaz, we make better namaz, they will start making namaz. We make more namaz, they will come on to the faraiz at least. So we must try to improve on our deen. Everyone wants a better salary wherever he's working, where he's staying, he wants a better house. Everyone wants a better car, he wants to buy a better car always. Everything a person wants better. So for our deen, why not for our deen? That is the first place where ours must be the best. We try that we must have the best of everything. So our the outward postures of namaz also, we should try and work on that also. With our fingers when we making sajda, they should be facing qibla. And then they must be all together. Mostly we find the gaps between the fingers. And all this has a great, great effect on the namaz. Every aspect. This fastening the hands correctly, really it is, in a sense, like the actually buckling up. Because the aeroplane, when it takes off, then you're going to be flying at about 10,000 meters, 10 kilometers above the ground. Namaz, you are going to make mi'raj. You are flying to Allah Ta'ala. And if you are not buckled up, then you'll fall out. And therefore, we find that we do fall out. Our thoughts go everywhere else. So we have fallen out from our namaz. Our body is only there, but we are out of our namaz. We are out of... So if we... All these things, the proper lifting of the hands when we raise them, all this is very important. And it has a great effect on every aspect. Just for example, the eyes. If we keep for them focused where we have to when we are standing in ruku, sajda, sitting position, when we make salam, by that barakat of that, Allah will give us the control of the eyes when we can be in the worst environment. In the most terrible environment, Allah will give us the control of the eyes. And if we haven't got that, we are five times namazis, but in our mind, forget on the internet. On our mind, we are looking at filth and dirt all the time. We will be with our halal wife, but we are thinking of who and who and what and what. So this, the whole of namaz is a great, great gift to correct our whole lives. As far as deen is concerned, as far as dunya also is concerned. So Allah give us tawfiq that the quantity of namaz we correct it. The sunnahs and all, we make them on the places. The postures of namaz, the outside namaz. And we will do this, Allah will make the inside of our namaz also. And then we will actually now make shukr to Allah that Allah has given us the command of namaz. And the times of namaz also, as Allah has fixed it for us, what was the most ideal and perfect, Allah gave it to us according to that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.